Hellman College. A typical day in the eatery known as the pit. Or is it? What seems to be an ordinary day will soon turn into a nightmarish journey into the unknown for three unsuspecting college students. Whitney Gilbert, fifth year prima donna college student with an allergy to numbers, about to be bushwhacked by the forces of accounting. Dwayne Wayne, goofy student turned cool. Teaching assistant to Colonel Bradford Taylor, about to have his cover blown by a minefield of his own making. And finally, Freddie Brooks, about to do battle with something more frightening than anything else, an Afro comb. And herself. Come then, on a voyage through time and academia, to a haunted outpost somewhere between finals and registration, to a terrifying place where people come face to face with the demons of fear, doubt, and guilt. It's not a pretty picture. The next stop, the exam zone. This is Susan Clayton. She's fine and eccentric and Whitley Gilbert's college professor.
Mind if I join you, Whitley?
Professor Clayton, I'd be honored.
I so rarely get the chance to sit and relax with my students. This is a treat for me.
Your lecture on trial balances was exhilarating. You make numbers come alive.
So you're finding class enjoyable?
Try enjoy Ebly.
How are those overdue financial statements coming along? I know you'll have them in my hand by tomorrow. I look forward to perusing them with my morning coffee.
Wouldn't you rather have a croissant?
Those financial statements had better be flawless, Whitley. Or you'll flunk and be replaced by a student with an IQ. Bon appetit, dear.
You wouldn't consider giving me another extension?
Extensions? Darling, if you want an extension, go to a beauty shop.
Terrence, hold on for a minute. Wait a minute, man. You ditched my class 5 straight times.
The class is too early. And you're bored.
Oh, I'm also too stupid for covering you. If your father finds out, I'll be out of a job and he'll make my life a living hell.
Right. Tomorrow I'm there.
All right. Definitely don't miss tomorrow.
Hey, count on it.
All right, bro.
What's happening tomorrow?
The midterm, Terrence.
The midterm?
The college tradition. You know? Stupid, 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 stupid.
Oh, that's not supposed to happen.
Hey. So, how was my favorite teaching assistant's classes?
Well, really well. Okay, that's
good. Night.
So?
So?
How's my boy doing?
Terrence.
Yes.
About his best. You know? Yeah.
Excellent.
Okay.
Excellent. Now, what is he most proficient in, huh? Trigonometry?
Oh, wow.
Calculus.
You know? He kind of likes to spread it around.
Oh, yeah, he's a
boy. Okay, man.
Look, Wayne. Son, you'd be tough with him. No preferential treatment because he's mine.
Colonel, it's like he's not even there.
That's my boy. You carry on, son.
All right.
Carry on.
Thank you. Uh-huh. Colonel.
Huh? Yeah.
I gotta be straight with you.
Yeah, I know. You need those graduate school recommendations, huh? Hmm? Oh. Well, they're all typed up and they're on my desk. That is what you were hinting about, isn't it? Huh?
Basically. Basically, yeah. That's kind of it. All right, I'm going.
You crazy kid, you.
Lying to the military. Not the move, G. Let's go check out Freddy's situation. Hold on, I'm new at this. We find Freddie Brooks in a crowded classroom. She still hasn't combed her hair, but she's calm, collected, and for once, she's color coordinated. But what she doesn't know is her confident little world is about to explode into a nightmare that begins with the words.
Class, let me remind you the midterm is tomorrow.
Professor, wouldn't the fairest thing be for you to concentrate on the more recent reading assignments, say, last week's?
Don't worry, Mr. Johnson. I'll give you the format tomorrow at the exam. And as for the content...
But it should be on everything.
Professor, I think she inhaled too much incense. You are to be responsible for everything you have read or not read this semester.
Great!
You have a good one.
You too. Bye, Professor Randolph.
Thank you. Well, cuz, obviously you've read How to Win Friends and Influence People.
And personally, if I wanted to be in the real world, I wouldn't have come to college.
It's just an exam, Ron.
Oh, listen to Miss Serenity. Last year, she ran naked through the quad yelling, set me free.
Kim, that was not because of exams. I was celebrating the anniversary of Woodstock. And besides, I have learned stress management since then.
Well, if you learned to manage to keep your mouth shut, we wouldn't be in this predicament.
Kept up with the reading?
Don't blame me because you haven't kept up with the reading. Feeling pretty cocky, aren't we?
Who said that?
You should know. You know everything else, smarty pants.
Obviously, she's a little tired.
Jaleesa! Jaleesa, open up! I left my case! Jaleesa!
Whitley, what are you doing here?
Peddling bean pies for the Nation of Islam.
Don't you know what night this is?
Hey, sweetness.
Surely he's not talking to ye.
This is the night that I make dinner for Tony, and you promised you were gonna stay away, remember?
That was before Professor Clayton predicted the death of my academic career.
Then go die in the library.
It's packed in there, Jaleesa. There's more peace and quiet in a barnyard.
Are you still working on that report that you asked me to do for you 2 weeks ago?
It was 10 days. Now, Jaleesa, let me in. I need to concentrate fully. No distractions.
So do I.
Hey, girl. You know that dinner's getting cold.
Don't worry, Jaleesa. Just breathe on it.
Don't let her bother you. Is she bothering you?
No, baby. I'm fine. I'll be right back in, I promise.
Okay, but don't keep me waiting too long.
What am I supposed to do?
I suggest Plan B.
Plan B?
B somewhere else.
Now where am I gonna go?
How about back to the fifth grade?
Hold it. I interrupt this story. Gotta check out the woman I almost married.
You know, Tony, it is just so wonderful to finally be with a man that knows how to make a woman feel like a woman.
Oh, is that so? Freeze, S-Curl man.
What's wrong?
Now back to our regular story.
Baby, please, come on. Honey, please. Oh.
Ron, help me. I'm in dire need of a place to study.
What's wrong with your place?
Jaleesa's playing Aphrodite, Queen of the Nighty.
Look no further. Come on in.
Where can I settle in?
Take the couch, please.
Please.
I'll just try to sit back, relax, and study.
Okay. Phyllis Wheatley. Identify her. Explain her significance.
Phyllis Wheatley was the first African-American female poet. Her first volume was published in 1773.
But those are merely the facts. We have to look deep.
Her work was controversial in that it rarely dealt with the plight of the African-American.
You call that an answer?
Did you hear that?
Yeah. It was a good answer.
Yes, but did you hear something else?
No. Pass chips.
That's the only thing you'll pass.
Did you hear what she just said to me?
She just asked for the potato chips.
You're not going to remember anything tomorrow.
Who are you?
I'm your best friend and your worst enemy.
Make up your mind.
I am your never mind.
Freddie, there are counselors on campus who can help you with this problem.
Well, there is no problem.
Yes, there is.
No, there isn't.
Yes, there
no,
is.
There isn't.
No, there isn't.
Yes, there is.
Gotcha.
It's not nice to fool Colonel Taylor. I trusted you with the education of my son.
Oh, wait. I'm sorry, Colonel.
Sorry won't teach my boy math.
Give me another chance. I could.
You had your chance. You lied to me.
No, I didn't lie. Really?
Tim Hutt. I fought you.
I know you did.
I wrote grad school recommendations.
You sure did.
And this is how you repay me! Don't even try it.
Get out of wind!
Terrence knows as much about calculus as a Rastafarian knows about dippity-doo!
Well, he knows a little bit more than that.
But very little! I don't care, Dwayne, what it takes. You are going to tutor my son, and he is going to pass that midterm tomorrow.
But I don't think there's enough time,
Colonel. Oh, you don't? Well, there's enough time for me to rip up those recommendations.
Oh, no,
there's enough time
hold
for me
it
to...
Up, man.
Colonel Taylor can be a little long-winded at times. What he's trying to say in layman's terms, my boy Dwayne Wayne is deep in the exam zone.
The impossible task of tutoring Terrence, a boy whose mind has hit the road jack.
Hey, have you seen Terrence? Thank you.
Whitley Gilbert, a woman with an attitude, with no aptitude,
looking for some solitude.
Jesse Jackson, almost.
At last, an oasis of solitude.
Shut up! You know, I'm tempted to leave her this way, quiet. But if she doesn't bust a move on her accounting reports, which is black lexicon for like, I must try harder, her days will be numbered.
Freddie Brooks.
She sees no evil, but she certainly hears it.
Okay, we're done with McKay. I say we concentrate on Hurston. All right. What are you staring at?
We're waiting for you to start talking to yourself again.
My blood sugar was a little low. I am fine, thank you.
Why bother reading at all? You're not gonna remember anything anyway.
You are a figment of my imagination. I revoke you!
Too many people. I need to be alone.
Not done yet.
Well, I can't help it if my roommate got lucky.
Well, if you weren't such a pompous, seditious prima donna, you'd be at the library like everyone else.
If I had just a little bit of hope that I was gonna pass, then I could concentrate more fully on my studies.
Well, if I felt for you, Whitley, I'd weep.
What am I supposed to do?
Stop examining your navel, obsessing with your looks, and worrying over that scrawny, tired Dwayne Wayne. Focus on your studies now. Get alive, huh?
Okay, the binomial probability experiment satisfies what property?
False.
It is not a true or false question.
Sorry, man, I'm pushed.
We're gonna take this one more time.
Oh, not again.
Factor the quadratic equation x minus 4x plus 4.
Who?
function? Are you having a hard time with math because it's your pop's forte?
Yeah, that's it. Can I go now?
You want to go? I'm gonna tell you what's gonna go. That nasty little black
man. Hey, whoa! Chop it off. No! That's my stamina, my trademark. The women love it. You can't do that.
Hey, solve for x squared. Right now.
Hey, x squared minus 4x plus 4. X equals 2.
Right? Yeah.
Okay. Slope intercept equation. Y equals mx plus b. Probability if e and e squared are two events, then both events occur. What else do you want to know?
Oh man, that's pretty good. I want to know last morning. I want to know what a fundamental counting principle is.
That's if there are m ways. Let me take
the way. Wayne, a man who lives by the credo, by any means necessary. Malcolm X, 1965. He saved Terrence's butt and his for now.
The first part of the examination will be oral. It will be given in alphabetical order. Which means, Miss Brooks, you're up first. Who was Nat Turner?
Tina's brother. He played bass during the Reconstruction.
Not you again. Bug off.
Make me.
That's it.
Preacher and a mystic. He believed he had a sacred mission to deliver African Americans from bondage. He led a very powerful slave revolt in 1831.
Very good. How's your health?
Just fine, thank you. Just kidding.
Rise and shine, Whitney! Enough about you, darling. Where's your paper?
Oh, I finished it.
Oh no, dear. I drink coffee. I don't read it. Start again, darling. Now you have till lunchtime.
Hey, have you seen Terrence? Have you seen Terrence? He didn't show up for his midterm. Hey! He knew it. It's not my fault. Mm-hmm.
Your recommendation.
Yes.
Ooh. Oh, and your last check. Here you are. Here you are. Come on, a little faster.
No, you got it.
Sorry about that. And your whole life. Hold it.
Now, normally, Dwayne Wayne's life right now would be kapow, kablooey. But not in the exam zone. My world.
Start again, darling. Now you have until lunchtime.
Excuse me, Colonel Taylor. Sir? I graded Terrence's paper. He got an A.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent. Yes. And here, this is for you.
Oh, yeah.
Here you go, your recommendations.
Thank you, sir.
All right, and your paycheck.
I like that, okay. Thank you, baby.
Wait, just a moment. Son, because you did such a good job tutoring my son.
Yes, I did a good job.
I want you to be his tutor for the rest of the year. Speechless.
I think Homeboy would have preferred the other ending. Three people who have proven that students are their own worst enemy. Three people stuck in the sticky web they wove themselves. Entangled in the weaving and the winding of the woven web. Engulfed and encompassed. Oh, enough of that, please. You saw what happens. It's a thin line between having it all together and bugging out. And it can happen to anyone, even you, in the exam zone.